Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Surface RT, the tablet from Microsoft. And in this demonstration, I thought I'd go through some of the gesture and keyboard features for Narrator on the Surface RT. And just keep in mind that as the date of this recording, the Surface Pro is about to be released, which is the full Windows 8 that you can install standard applications on, which will also have Narrator. With the Surface RT, you can only run apps from the Microsoft Store and, of course, the modified versions of Office, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, etc. The one that I've got has also got the Type Touch keyboard, and that's the magnetic keyboard that attaches to the bottom of the Surface RT itself. I've got the Surface in my hand, and it really wants to be used in landscape mode or sideways mode, because at the back of the Surface, down the bottom, there's a pull-out stand that I've just pulled out now, and I'm seeing that on the table, and that actually has it at the right angle for using the touchscreen, and of course if you had vision to watch the screen as well. Okay, so I've currently got the Type Touch keyboard, which is magnetically attached to the bottom of the Surface RT, and remember this is sold separately. So if I pull that down,
dual tip volume level 26.
Okay, as you can tell, I've just woken up the Surface by pulling down the keyboard. So now what I've basically got on my table now, I'm just going to pop it on my lap, is I've got a nice laptop keyboard with a trackpad in front of it, so it does feel like a normal laptop style keyboard, and then of course the Surface RT behind it currently on my lap. So if we start at the top of the Surface Pro in landscape mode, on the right hand side at the top you've got the power button, and then at the left and right edges towards the top you'll find little holes. They're the actual holes for the speakers. But if we go to the right-hand side at the moment, coming down below the speaker hole, we've got a mini memory card slot. And below that is a USB port. And then if you come right down towards the bottom, you'll feel a reasonably long slot, and that's the slot that you actually plug in the power supply to. And the power supply is actually a magnetic attachment, so it doesn't plug into a port, it just connects to the actual magnetic port. And like the power supply on the MacBooks, if you jerk the cable or trip over it, it's not going to pull over the tablet, it'll just detach off the power port via the magnetic connection. And I believe that since also the keyboard is attached magnetically to the Surface RT, that's how it's also charging the Bluetooth keyboard. So if we come over to the left-hand side of the Surface RT, towards the top again, you've got the hole for the speaker. Below that hole is the earphone jack, and below that is a fairly long rocker switch. And of course, that's volume up and volume down. And the rest of the left-hand edge is blank. Of course, the bottom of the Surface RT has a very long slot where you attach, in my case, the Type Touch keyboard. Now, I've already logged in to the Surface RT already via the login screen. Now, if you don't have Narrator running at the login screen, you can press, if you've got a keyboard, of course, the Windows key plus U for the Ease of Access Center, and you can enable Narrator in that dialog box to then use the login screen for Windows. So I'm just going to press the power button to wake it up.
Windows sign in, pane, focus on Windows lock screen window.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, I'm actually going to use Windows key plus M to go to my desktop.
Program manager, pane, focus on recycle bin, off, one of one.
So as you can tell, I've only got one current item on the desktop. Now, the actual reading key for Narrator is actually the caps lock key. So if I press caps lock and D, that should reread the current item we're sitting on with Narrator.
Caps lock. Recycle bin. Off. 1 of 1. Non-selected.
So that's the read current command with Narrator. Now, if I wanted to slow down and speed up the rate of speech using the keyboard, and we'll get onto gestures in a minute, it's actually the caps lock key and plus or minus on the keyboard. So if I press caps lock and minus.
Speed decreased to 35%.
Okay, and if I press caps lock and plus.
Speed increased to 40%.
And of course I could keep pressing those keys minus or plus to go up and down the speech rate. Now of course the way to get to the new start menu Windows 8 is to press the Windows key.
Start menu, pane, focus on mail.
Now the way to navigate the grid is to press caps lock and left or right arrow, and when you're on an item that you want to activate, it's caps lock spacebar. So at the moment we're on mail. If I do caps lock right arrow.
Caps lock. People. Desktop.
And of course that takes you back to the desktop where we heard the recycle bin.
Messaging. Calendar. 7. Thursday. Photos.
And by the way, when it said 7, that's the current date.
Weather. 28 degrees. Central Coast. Fair. 28 degrees forward slash 19 degrees 31 image.
Okay, so that's a live tile in Windows 8 on the start menu. Of course, it read out weather, the icon name, and plus the live information. So let's keep going. Caps lock right arrow.
Internet Explorer.
Now, before I press caps lock spacebar to activate it, I should say that if we want to navigate with the gestures on the screen with Narrator, it's a one finger flick left or right to move item by item, and then a one finger double tap to activate the item. So if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Weather, 28 degrees, Central Coast, fair, 28 degrees forward slash 19 degrees, 31 image, double tap to activate. Triple tap to select. Launch weather, non-selected, draggable, expanded, column 3, row 3.
Okay, so as you can tell, if we leave it long enough, it gives us lots of information. And of course, if I wanted to stop the speech on the touch screen, I would just do a two-finger touch on the screen. If I wanted to stop it talking with the keyboard, I would just press the control key. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the right for Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer, activate.
And I'm going to do one finger double tap to
activate. Triple tap to select. Launch into Apple and other accessible technology Windows Internet.
Now, here's where I want to actually introduce the viewer to you in Narrator, and both accessible on the keyboard and on the touch screen. So basically, on the keyboard first, if I hold down the caps lock key and press down arrow up arrow, we'll cycle through the viewer to switch between such things as, and I'll do that now.
Item view.
Paragraph view.
Line view.
Word view. Word view.
Character view.
Character view.
Table view.
Table view.
Link view.
Link view.
Heading view.
Heading view.
Item view.
And back to item view. And what happens is when you're on a particular item, your caps lock left and right arrow then navigates what you're on by that particular item. So for example, I'm currently on my Apple and Other Technologies podcast page, and I want to navigate by heading. So I'm going to do caps lock up arrow to go back up to heading.
Heading view.
Now if I press caps lock right arrow.
Cap. Using the Apple TV with a Bluetooth keyboard, January the 29th, 2013.
Okay, caps lock right arrow again.
How to use the built-in dictionary in the iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad using VoiceOver.
Right,
demo of Change Reaction, self-voicing game from the Mac App Store.
And if I wanted to read information about that, I would go back to item view, so caps lock down arrow.
Caps lock. Item view.
Okay, and now I can do caps lock right arrow.
Posted by David Woodbore on January 13th, 2013.
Okay, caps lock right arrow again.
Comments off. A great self-voicing coin stack puzzle style game for the Mac. Also show you how to adjust the rate of the system voice that the game uses.
Now, if I want to do the same thing with that viewer on the screen, it's a one finger flick down.
Paragraph view. Line view. Word view.
Okay, that's me one finger flicking down to go through the view. If I do one finger flick up.
Line view. Paragraph view. Item view. Heading view.
Okay, I'm back to header. And now if I do a one finger flick to the right.
Demo of Silver Dollar. Self-voicing game. From the Mac App Store.
Okay, and if I wanted to read more information about that item by item, one finger flick down.
Item view.
One finger flick to the right.
Posted by David Woodbore on January 12th, 2013.
Okay, so that's basically how to use the viewer. And of course, if you flick down or up to word or character, you would navigate backwards and forwards by word or character. If you navigated to link, you would navigate forwards and back by link, etc. Now, of course, since I'm still using my keyboard, I can still press tab.
Hide player, link. Play in pop-up. Download, link. Embeddable player, link. Facebook, explore. Like button. Share this. Using the Apple TV with a Bluetooth keyboard, January the 29th, 2013. Link. Comments. Link. Link.
Okay, and so on. So you can still use the keyboard, you can still do tab and shift tab, etc. Now, if you want to find out the current commands that are available for you to use when you're in a particular screen, you can do a four-finger touch on the screen.
Available item commands window. Focus on search box. Editing explorable text.
Okay, so let me do one finger flick to the right.
Vertical, scroll, line up button, page down, line down button. Activate, 1 of 13, double tap to activate. Scroll into view, 2 of 13, double tap to activate. Place text insertion point, 3 of 13. Double tap to activate.
Okay, and of course, if I kept going,
non-selected,
down towards the bottom of this list would be an option to look at all the commands for Narrator. So that four-finger touch just brings up a list of current commands that you can get access to when you're using Narrator on a current screen. So I'm just going to press four fingers again to get rid of it.
Link.
Okay, and I'm back to the web page. Now, if you wanted to specifically bring up all the commands for Narrator rather than those available for the current screen, it's four fingers three times. So four fingers, one, two, three.
Search all commands window. Focus on search box. Editing explorable text.
Now, last time I used one finger flick to the right, and of course I could have also used one finger flick to the left on the screen. I'm going to use the keyboard this time. Caps lock right arrow.
Vertical. Scroll bar at Z. Line up bar. Page down. Line down. Stop reading. Tap once with two fingers. 1 of 86.
Okay, so there is 86 commands. It's actually quite extensive now in the new Narrator. So caps lock right arrow again.
Do primary action. Tap twice with one finger. 2 of 86.
So I'm going to get rid of that window again, touching with four fingers.
Link.
Okay, and I'm back to the web page. Now, if you wanted to actually bring up Narrator itself to make any changes to the interface, that's a three-finger touch on the screen.
Narrator settings window. Focus on general. Change how Narrator starts and other standard settings. Button.
Okay, so that's general settings for Narrator. One finger flick to the right again.
Navigation. Change how you interact with your PC using Narrator. Button. Double tap to activate.
That's navigation. One finger flick to the right again.
Voice. Change the speed. pitch or volume of the current voice or choose a new voice button. Double tap to activate.
One finger flick to the right again.
Commands. Create your own keyboard commands button. Double tap to activate.
Okay, define your own keyboard commands. One finger flick to the right again.
Minimize this window and return to your app button. Double tap to activate.
So double tap on the minimize button to minimize this window. One finger flick to the right again.
Exit narrator button. Double tap to activate.
And if I double tap that, I will actually exit narrator. So for example, let's see what other voices we can use in narrator on the Surface RT. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left.
Minimize this window. Commands. Voice. Change the speed, pitch or volume of the current voice or choose a new voice. Button. Double tap to activate.
And by the way, I'm using gestures, and I could have also just done caps lock right arrow to go through those buttons on the screen, or caps lock left arrow. And I'm about to do one finger double tap to go into voices. I could also do caps lock space bar as well. So one finger double tap.
Voice. Change the voice speed 40% slider.
So we want to go to voices. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right. That's voice rate.
Fast. Select the volume of the voice. Quiet. Voice volume 100% loud. Select the pitch of the voice. Low. Voice pitch 5th high. Select a different voice for narrator. Select a different voice for narrator. Microsoft Hazel Desktop. Editable combo box. Double tap to expand. Collapsed.
Okay, so if I do a one finger double tap.
Microsoft Hazel Desktop. Selected. One of three.
Okay, so that's Hazel. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Microsoft Zora Desktop. Two of three. Double tap to activate.
And that's number
triple
two.
Triple tap to select.
And let's say I want to use that one. One finger double tap.
Microsoft Zora Desktop. Selected. Zero of zero.
And one finger flick back to the left to go back to the combo box.
Select a different voice for narrator. Microsoft Zora Desktop. Editable combo box. Double tap to expand.
Okay,
collapsed. Microsoft Zora Desktop. Selected. Two of three.
Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Microsoft Hanin Desktop. Three of three. Double tap to activate. Triple tap to select.
Okay, one finger double tap on the third voice.
Microsoft Hanin Desktop. Selected. Ling of Ling.
Okay, so I want to get back to the first voice. So one finger flick back to the left to go to the combo box.
Select a different voice for Microsoft Hanin Desktop. Selected. San of San.
That was supposed to say 303. So flick back to the left twice to get to the first one.
Microsoft Hazel Desktop. E of San. Double tap to activate.
Okay, one finger double tap. Back to the first voice.
Microsoft Hazel Desktop. Selected. Zero of zero.
Now remember when I said it's a one finger flick down or up to change between the viewer? That's fine. Do one finger drag down on the screen with one finger from top to the bottom of the screen, left hand side.
Internet Exp. Start menu. Pane. Focus on mail.
Okay, I just closed the narrator window and I'm back to the start menu and I'm on mail. So if I do one finger flick to the right.
People. Double tap to activate. Triple tap to select.
Back to the left.
Mail. Double tap to activate.
And two-finger touch to keep it quiet. Now remember I said you can do a one-finger flick left or right to move the focus item by item depending on what your viewer is set to. If I do a one-finger drag in from the right-hand side of the screen like this.
Charms window.
Okay, I've activated the charms window. And in the charms window, let me do one finger flick to the right.
Search button. Double tap to activate.
Okay,
search in your applications.
Okay, search for applications. Or in your applications, one finger flick to the right.
Share button. Double tap to activate. Share this content with people.
Okay, share this content with people. That's reading out the tooltips.
Start button. Double tap to activate. Start your applications.
Button. Okay, one finger flick to the right again.
Devices button. Double tap to activate. Send this content to a device.
Okay, one finger flick to the right again.
Settings button. Double tap to activate. Adjust your application and frequently used system settings.
One finger flick to the right again.
No next item.
Okay, and no next item. So, of course, if I wanted to activate any of those, I'd one finger flick left or right to them and one finger double tap to activate. Okay, let me close the charms window by just doing one finger drag down the left-hand side of the screen.
Start menu, pane, focus on mail.
Now, if you are using the keyboard and you want to actually unload Narrator quickly, you might want to give it to somebody to use briefly. The command to do that on the keyboard is caps lock plus escape. So I'll do that now.
Caps lock. Exit Narrator dialog. Focus on yes button. Alt plus Y.
Okay, and if I just press enter because we're on the default button.
Exiting Narrator.
Okay, I've turned Narrator off on the Surface RT. If I want to turn it back on again, it's Windows key plus enter.
Start menu, pane, focus on switch to all applications, menu item, all apps.
Now remember, this might be obvious to what I've been talking about so far. This is straight Windows. So of course we've got all our normal commands. I can press Alt Tab.
Running programs. Current application Narrator settings 1 of 3. Okay, non-selected.
Narrator, 1 of 3. I've still got the Alt key held down. Tab again.
Demo notepad 2 of 3.
Demo notepad.
Non-selected.
Alt tab again.
Desktop 3 of 3. Non-selected.
Okay, so if I lift my finger up of the Alt key, I'm back on the desktop. And I find the easiest way to get to the system tray, I can get to it on the touch screen, but as you can probably notice by now, you tend to use a combination of the touch screen and the keyboard to whatever feels appropriate. So I'm actually going to do Windows and B, which takes to the system tray.
Focus on notification chevron button.
Okay,
tooltip.
Double tap on
show
that.
Hidden notification overflow pane.
And one finger flick to the right.
1449, Thursday, February the 7th, 2013.
Okay, one finger to the right again.
Show desktop button. 65% remaining button. Double tap
power,
to activate.
And of course, I want to just get rid of that. One finger flick down.
Start menu, pane, focus on mail.
And I'm back to the start menu. So really, when you're using the Surface RT, or Windows R, I guess, in general, you are really focusing on the start menu all the time. Now, one really cute thing I find is if you use the volume up and volume down, it actually reads out. I'll press it up, volume up now.
Volume up. Tooltip. Volume level 32.
Okay, and volume down.
Volume down. Tooltip. Volume level 30.
Now, there are lots of other keyboard commands to do with Narrator, and as we heard, lots of other gestures. If you go to www.microsoft.com/accessibility, you can look in the Windows 8 and get the information on how to use Narrator gestures and the keyboard commands. So I think it'll do for this demonstration for the Surface RT. I hope this has given you some indication of how you can actually use the system. So as usual, I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.